The last thing you need to do when having a low moment in the coming months is to compare your low point to someone else's highlight. And here we go. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I hope you are doing well. I am excited for this week's episode. For anyone who doesn't know, I'm a bit of a tech addict. I say that with all the love in the world for myself, but I know it's a thing because I do have a lot of technology and we are surrounded by a lot of technology. So it is what it is. It's our job to control it and kind of become the master of it. Don't let it master us. So this is gonna be a big one. Hold on to your hat. Get a cup of something, chill, and enjoy, because I have a lot to say. So I also, yes, did read a digital detox book. It learned me lessons. No, it did not. It taught me a lot of lessons. So yeah, this is gonna be a wild ride. So hang on, I'm gonna dive right in. I fluffed a lot last week, so I'm just gonna dive right in. In this week's episode, when it comes to digital decluttering and cleaning, the first thing is to gather everything, or at least see where it all is. Whether this means taking a piece of paper or opening up a little spreadsheet or something and take stock of everything. I mean, from the devices you own, to where you have accounts logged in, to if you have different accounts for things. For example, if you have a personal and a work email, or like me, I have a personal Gmail and one for the podcast. That means I have two of everything going forward. So it's good to check where you are logged in, what accounts you have, and how much they take up space. Google gives you 15 gigabytes on your account for mails, photos, docs, those kinds of things. So check how much is used and check where it's going, or rather how much it's allocated, because like with last week's episode, just seeing these numbers can have an emotional or mental toll on you. And despite it not being a physical thing, digital things can seem like physical clutter and they can weigh on you in the same way. So digitally decluttering your life is not easy, but I think it's something that definitely needs to be done in a stringent manner. Gather everything and lay it out where you can see what you have. A lot of people do this with physical clothes decluttering. They take all the clothes and throw it in a big pile and then start going through it. So this just kind of shakes you up and shows you where your digital clutter is concentrated. Now I'm going to out myself a little, but I have quite a few things that either needed to be decluttered or still need to be decluttered. I have phone number 1 and phone number 2, because I got a new phone and I have an old phone, the one that broke that I referenced in last week's one. That one I have. I have a tablet that I got with phone number 1. I don't even know how, I just got it. I have a laptop, which we know and love. I have an external that I've been using since university. I have an external for the podcast, which is fine. And then I've got emails and apps that I need to declutter, and other social media platforms that I'm basically saving for last. I will say, my tab doesn't really need to be decluttered. I think I just need to get rid of old Netflix shows that I downloaded and never watched, or I watched and didn't delete. My brother actually did this the other day, so that's done. Because he's like, did you watch this? Do you want to watch this? What do you need? And he downloaded shows for himself and for me, so it's all good. So that was quick, that was easy, and that's done. But I will say some of these things will need to be done on a consistent basis. Like with clearing the tab, clearing things will need to be done every single week, and finding a good routine around that will come in handy, but that's something for later. I will say digital decluttering takes longer than physical decluttering, because a lot of things get lost in folders. They are maybe deleted off your screen, but not uninstalled. They are sometimes even just overlooked and like, oh, that, yeah, I'll get back to that, and then you never get back to it. Anything can happen. And digital decluttering is something I have been consistently working on since the beginning of the year. I'm not perfect at it. I am not even good at it. But I will say I have made significant progress in various aspects of digital decluttering, just like I have with physical decluttering. But I'm going to tackle it slowly and methodically over the next year. So it is a constant work in progress, but I'm happy with that. For me, my game plan is simple. I'm going to start with my apps. They are something that are easily able to be checked, if I can phrase it that way, because you check it, it's an app. Do I use it? Do I not? Uninstall. If I use it, how frequently? Is there something else I could use instead of this app? Meaning, do I want to change apps? Do I want to get a better one? Do I want to get another one? Figure that out. Just sit on your phone and go through your apps, because sometimes apps have a lot of unnecessary check-ins and pop-ups and widgets that are just more of a distraction than actually a good thing, and that just brings up, do you need it? Do you want it? Does it benefit you? Does it not? If not, get rid of it. If you can live with it, find a way to maybe turn off notifications and then check in a month. Like, phones do that thing where it's like, you haven't used this app in a month. Do you want to uninstall it? Use those metrics to test. Is this actually useful for me? Especially if it's a paid app, don't waste your money. Like, there's always generally a cheaper alternative, so look into those. And I say this because social media can be a stress relief, and social media is usually an app on your phone. However, if it's sucking up an hour of your life and causing you to get so distracted you forget you had something else to do and you thought you would just scroll for 5 minutes and now it's 50 minutes, that's not a good thing. There's obvious ways of curbing this. You can put a lock on the app, you can block the app for the time period, you can set an alarm to pop up while you're scrolling to kind of just like, okay, my time is up. But generally purging the apps are the best way to do it, because if you have to reinstall the app, re-log in, and then scroll, you've already wasted all your time and you're just like, ugh, do I even want to do this anymore? That is a good way to curb it. And I do know it's not 100% easy for everyone, because sometimes your social media is your business, I understand. But there are obviously, as I said, ways of doing it in a way that's not as bad for you. Like I said, setting a timer if you can't trust yourself. Have someone time it for you and physically come take away your phone. Don't throw hands, but just understand, like, this is better for you. So take stock of your apps, uninstall what doesn't serve you, and keep what does. And also keep measuring it. There's only limited space. Don't want every single app that you can. It's not worth it. Get off your phone. Get into life. That someone should put on a t-shirt. Oof, my Achilles heel is next. Emails. This is something I struggled with since 2019. Not gonna lie, I took stock of my digital life 2019 and I was shocked with the amount of emails I had. I have been trying to reach inbox zero for literal years. And in 2020, I started making folders. And that was a good idea, but it didn't curb the emails. It just gave them a place to rest so that at a glance I knew what the email was, but it didn't help me go through the emails, clear them, keep what I needed, get rid of what I didn't. So I've had to use various methods and I researched quite a bit, and it always just boils down to like the simplest, basic, most easiest thing to do, and that is unsubscribing from emails that aren't relevant to you. And I'm just like, but I like getting emails. I don't want to get rid of everything. And I'm just like, girl, no, get your life. Don't do that. And I started unsubscribing. And before I knew it, half the daily emails were coming through because most were actually nonsense. And once I did that, I had less emails coming in. I had my folders already, so I would skim the email and then put it into a folder. If it was something I needed to do, I'd star the email and leave it unmarked. And that kept going, and the number got lower and lower and lower, and this year I reached 20 emails in my inbox that I needed to do things with, and I was happy with that. So wasn't exactly an inbox zero in the traditional sense, but it was good enough for me. And this is where the consistency comes in. I definitely take a few minutes every single day to clear out my inbox and sort things, respond to things, do things, and it has been a game changer. So if you do have an overwhelmingly large number of emails in your inbox, I suggest you basically take 5 minutes and maybe day one, make a few folders of things you know you want to come back to. And if not, basically read the email. If you want to keep it, archive it. If you don't, delete it. Start with maybe your spam folder and be like, what is actually spam? What is not? Clear out the trash. Just dip your toes in. You don't have to jump in at the deep end. So that is definitely something that needs constant attention, but it doesn't need to be too deep. So that is what you can do for your emails. With receiving mails, one thing I definitely didn't think about until it hit me like a brick to the face was SMSs. So this is very similar to emails. You get SMS notifications for everything, and clearing them out won't do much in terms of clearing out space in your phone, but it will clear up clutter. For me, like you get spam emails, you get spam SMS notifications, and that goes to a separate location within your SMS folder thing, which just causes nonsense. So taking some time to go through those messages, deleting the unimportant ones, getting rid of spam, making sure they actually spam is actually going to help. Because if you have to go through a million SMSs to find the one that was relevant, it's gonna annoy you. So like you do your emails every day, go through your SMSs. People don't get a lot of SMSs these days because we have WhatsApp and all sorts of other things. So do that. It's not gonna be as hard as trying to get inbox zero. So start small, take your time, get through it. It'll be the best thing you do. My emails have been my Achilles heel, but the hardest one to clear out completely has been my Google Drive. Because my emails, there's constantly stuff coming through, and I've been applying for jobs, so I need to make sure I'm on top of that. I'm responding to anyone contacting me, and that is constant attention needed there on a day-to-day basis. Google Drive, you can throw it in the back of your mind and just ignore it, and it's been a mission to declutter it. And yes, it's an ongoing process, it's an ongoing battle, and I will say having them show you where your stuff is stored has helped me tackle it tremendously. Because if you click on your storage, they'll show you the little pie chart, they'll show you how much of your space is free and where the biggest batches of space is being taken up. And for me, the three that I use the most is basically the photos, the docs, and the emails. The emails I've cleared, I'm good there. The photos and the docs have been my biggest ones. And I'm in the process of just clearing all my photos off Google Drive because there's just so many. There are photos from years back that are basically just automatically backed up from whatever phone I have. And one of my phones crashed, so there's priceless photos I'm never gonna get back, so I'm definitely saving all of them. And that has been the biggest time drain, because you can't just download all the photos and then wait. Like, no, you can only do a few at a time, and it downloads to a zip folder, and then you unzip that, and then it's renamed the same thing. Like, it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. So that has been the biggest one. That has been the biggest pain. But it's getting there, so I'm good. And then the other one that I'm tackling is my Google Docs. I put my scripts for my podcast in there. It's constantly being added to, and I never really take off. So once I'm done getting all my photos off Google Drive, I'm going to get my docs off Google Drive. I'm going to get my old scripts, all my old info, those types of stuff, and then I will be fine. it will be a relief. So that is how I'm tackling my Google Drive. And I will say yes, it's something I will have to work on going forward, because each year in my podcast folder, I have the year's scripts allocated. So there's quite a few scripts. Some I haven't used, some I have. I like to look at the yearly overview that I have. I have a document called my upload for, and then whatever year it is. And that just helps me see like what I uploaded, when I uploaded, did I actually use the episode, kind of a thing. So that's always good to look back on. So I'll maybe leave those in the drive and then just download all the scripts and put that onto my external. So speaking of externals, I have downloaded a lot of information either to my Google Drive or just my laptop itself. And those stuff need to basically get sorted and go to the externals. Now, the issue is that once I've downloaded, for example, like I said, all my pictures and all my docs, the docs obviously go to the podcast external, but the pictures have to be sorted and go through all the checks to make sure it's not a duplicate, I don't already have it, or something of that nature, and then it can go to my external. And the thing is, I didn't have a good labeling system. So that is my biggest tip when it comes to externals or other folders. Make sure you have allocated and labeled folders correctly so you know which is which. Trust me, future you will thank you, because I've made that mistake several times and I'm still suffering for it and kicking myself for it. So don't make that mistake. Just don't. The biggest problem where this comes in is sorting out things not only from my Google Drive images or my Google Photos, but clearing my phone and the images from both of them and trying to amalgamate everything into one space. Because there'd be videos I took on one phone that went to the Google Drive but isn't on the other phone, and now it's trying to put this trifecta of phones and photos and videos all into one space. And it just takes up a lot of space on whatever device you're using, and a lot of time, because copying it back and forth takes an annoying amount of time. So don't do that to yourself. Try and get everything as streamlined as possible as soon as possible, especially because it's annoying to have to see the same thing over and over and be like, ugh, I've seen this photo 5 times. Why do I have it 5 times? Because you had it on your old phone, you moved it to the new phone, it's on the drive twice. Don't do that to yourself. Just keep it as simple as possible, as streamlined as possible. And like with the emails, if you can take all your stuff and transfer it to this place once a week, you will be golden. Trust me on that. I've tried to move things, if not week by week, month by month, and that has definitely helped. It's still an ongoing process. It's getting there. I do plan on sorting everything out more in December when I have a bit more off time, so I'm definitely looking forward to that. But it's a work in progress, like everything. So last but not least, decluttering your social media. It's a known fact that we see more images and ads these days compared to 20 years ago, and we are exposed to a lot of things. This is why a lot of people have addictions to A, social media, and B, shopping. And it's because we just have all these things shoved in our faces, and marketing is so good that you don't even realize you're being advertised to until you're basically clicking checkout and it's like, did I even need that? Like, I just bought this thing that I thought I can't live without, and it's like, no, I don't need it. Why did I buy it? Advertising. So decluttering your social media is one of the best things you can do, and especially with Christmas coming, I would recommend you push this to the top of your to-do list. Comparison is the thief of joy, as the famous quote goes. And the last thing you need to do when having a low moment in the coming months is to compare your low point to someone else's highlight. You don't need that. Put the phone down, go make yourself a cup of tea, go stand in some sunlight, breathe. You got this. Get rid of anything and anyone that doesn't make you feel good on social media. You can follow them again next year, screenshot their name, write it down somewhere, do what you need to do, but do not let them affect you when you don't know one another. Like, it's not that deep. Get rid of it. And then a bonus tip. If you like me, I like gaming. However, I don't like the clutter that comes with gaming consoles. So if you have any gaming consoles, clear those out. And by that, I mean get rid of games you don't play, especially if they are a free game, if they were a trial, if they are a demo. Get rid of it. Get it gone. Don't keep games you don't play for no good reason. I have a Nintendo Switch, and it worked wonders for me to get rid of free-to-play games I don't play, free-to-play games that were useless, and trial and demo games that I've already played and just didn't get rid of after the trial was done. Don't do that to yourself. I have 2 free-to-play games, and everything else is a game I've paid for with my hard-earned money. Why would I have to wade through all the other crap in order to get to the good stuff? No, it's my thing. Put the good stuff at the top. It should all be highlights. That's what it needs to be. So, if you have, do that. If you don't, you're lucky. And especially with December coming, you're going to be off. You're going to have some free time. Play your games at your leisure. Don't put yourself through stress for no good reason. Don't do that. You don't need that. You are worth more than that. So move on. Yeah, I'm going to get off my soapbox now. Thank you for listening to me rant and rave. I'm done. I am going to end it off to say, the world has gone from being all about the big things. I mean, if you're old enough, you'll remember MTV Cribs. You'll remember My Fabulous Life of whatever celebrity. Like, everything was bigger and better. You know, showing off for the big screen. To now, showing off on a small screen. Everyone is in their phones, showing off on social media, whatever. And that's fine. But I think we get stuck in the mentality of the digital world and kind of don't understand the distinction between real life and a highlight reel. So maybe just distance yourself and actually sit up straight and look around you. Because you never know what you'll find in the real world. And maybe playing in the real world is better than the digital space. So, try that. Go out, sun is here. Like, go to the beach. Which brings me to the song of the week. Which is Back to the Beach by Sketchy Bongo, featuring vocals by Shekinah and Kyle Dutch, however it's pronounced. And the song is basically about going back to the beach, going back to a time when things were simpler. And in all honesty, I would not. Do you know how annoying things were back in like the late 90s and early 2000s when I was a child? I love the tech we have in this world. Like, no, thank you. I don't want to go back. I'm happy where I am. As a youngster, the best thing you could think of was like being able to earn money. And now that you earn money, you're like, yeah, thank you. I don't want to go back to being there and not earning money. Like, money buys things, nice things, things I like. I'm not going to go off on a tangent. I would like to quote Cece Suarez, who says, go touch grass. Like, seriously, go to the beach, go find some grass, go walk in nature, live your best life. Don't be so in your phone. Like, it's fun, but like, pull back, live your real life. You do you. And with that, I'm done. I'm done tangenting. I'm done talking. I will see you in my next one. Thank you for listening. I hope you have a good day. And remember to keep being a better being. Love you. Bye.